For example, PRF desert and Cote d'Azur's date is 12/16/2024. Dictation is for Mr. David Leon. Leon spells L-E-O-N-E. Leone. David spells D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 09/26/1969.
Responder. Okay, I'm going to give her some Tamiflu. Give her some
Tamiflu. Okay. This is a 54-year-old gentleman. Air for follow-up period. Patient stated he's out of his blood pressure medication and is having a headache. He said a headache is pressure-like located in the front of his forehead in the maxillary and frontal sinus regions. Said headache is worse when he leans forward. Patient also reports runny nose. Said discharge from his nose is green. He said his ears and nose are stuffed up and his ears also hurts, period. Patient indicated this has been going on for a few days, but has gotten worse in the last 2 years. Said he's a pilot, and when he landed yesterday, he knew that he is having his normal sinus infection and ear infection, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Face, tender, maxillary, and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph. Ear, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Correction. Erythematous and edematous TM. Effusion is present behind the TM. Effusion appears purulent. Period. Next paragraph. Nose. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to mild obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no bridges, vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and three cranial nerves to attend his normal motor and sensory functions in normal mood and effect in normal. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's vital signs are as follows: 98% room air pulse ox, blood pressure 150/101 initial blood pressure. A repeat blood pressure as follows: 151/100, 145/98, and 147/96. He was discharged from this clinic with a blood pressure of 147/96 with his medication refill period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is medication refill. Number two, acute sinus headache. Number three, bilateral otitis media. Number four, acute rhinitis. Number five, hypertension period. Patient was received the following medication in the clinic today: dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM, rocephin 1 gram IM. He was observed in the clinic for approximately 15 to 20 minutes and then reevaluated. He reported no side effects from the medication and said he's beginning to feel a little better. Patient was sent home with his routine medication as follows: Losartan/hydrochlorothiazide, 100/25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Lonesta, 3 milligrams, 1 PO QHS for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Azelastine, 137 micrograms, 2 spray BID, each nose, 14 days, number 30 mils. Next medication, Robitussin AC, 2 teaspoon PO QHS. For 10 days, number 100 mils. Strongly advised not to drive or drink with this medication, not to fly his plane with this medication. He says he understands he's home for a long time and would not be flying for another week or so. Next medication, azithromycin, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 10 days. Number 10. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he asked none. He was strongly encouraged to return to the clinic if worse. Go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.